We are looking at just a massive global shift right now.
Yeah, absolutely
And
massive.
it's happening right at the intersection of, how people work, where they live, and honestly, what they're just willing to tolerate anymore.
Right, because people are hitting a breaking point.
Exactly. So imagine standing on the edge of this transition, not just watching it unfold on social media, but actively directing it.
Being the one steering the ship.
So today we are taking a deep dive into a very specific, highly exclusive stack of sources. We've got macroeconomic analyses of Sri Lanka's post-2024 recovery, our own notes on the newly minted 2026 digital nomad visa, and our primary document for today.
Which is just a gold mine.
It really is. It's the Ensilanka Global Ambassadors Playbook.
Such an interesting read.
Oh, it's fascinating. It's essentially a masterclass manual, and it's designed to help individuals build a really professional, high-tier income stream by, completely redefining how the rest of the world interacts with Sri Lanka.
And the core premise here, the hook for you, the listener, is asking what it would actually look like to step up as an economic architect for the motherland.
Right, an economic architect. It's a remarkable concept.
It really is taking the whole idea of being a, a brand affiliate and elevating it to a matter of national economic strategy.
Yeah, it's not just pushing links.
Exactly. So our mission today is to unpack the actual mechanics of this playbook. We're going to look at how Ensilanka is structurally shifting foreigners from this this old mindset of just visiting a country for a week to truly living in it for months or even years.
Which changes everything.
It changes the whole game. We'll explore the psychological barriers that stop people from moving abroad, how the playbook's security blanket concept dismantles those fears.
That part is so smart.
Oh, it's brilliant. And we'll break down the exact demographic profiles you're meant to target. Plus, obviously, how utilizing the system can generate some serious
Yeah,
commissions.
we're talking up to what, $2,600 a month?
Up to 2,600, yeah.
Okay, let's unpack the baseline problem first.
Yeah.
Because the old model of Sri Lankan tourism is honestly, it's practically a relic at this point.
Oh, yeah. It's completely outdated.
Right. For decades, the global perception of visiting the island was entirely built around that frantic, exhausting 10-day bus tour.
The classic tourist trap.
Exactly. A tourist flies in, boards this, air-conditioned coach,
Yeah.
rushes down to a southern beach, snaps a quick photo of a temple, points at an elephant in a national park, and a boom, they fly out.
It's entirely surface level.
It is. And if we look at the macroeconomics of that, it's just highly inefficient.
Inefficient and heavily, heavily centralized.
Yeah.
Because in that traditional 10-day model, the vast majority of the tourists' spend is captured by these massive, often internationally owned hotel chains.
Right, or large-scale tour operators.
Exactly. So the actual economic bleed down to the local community, the shop owner, the independent driver, the local landlord, it's minimal.
It's barely anything.
The tourist comes, consumes this highly curated, packaged experience, and leaves without ever actually touching the real rhythm of the island.
It's like I look at that old model like skimming the Wikipedia summary of a novel and claiming you've read the book.
That is a perfect analogy.
Right. You get the plot points, but you totally miss the texture.
Yeah.
And what the Ensilanka playbook outlines is a structural pivot away from that. They are pitching the slow rhythm of island life.
The actual day-to-day experience.
Exactly. The idea that waking up to the sound of the Indian Ocean isn't some rare vacation activity. It's just, your Tuesday morning before logging on to a Zoom call.
Yeah, integrating nature and modern professional work.
Right. And that transition, moving someone from a transient tourist to a long-term resident, is where you, as the ambassador, step into the picture.
And the playbook is very careful to frame your role here. It's not about being a salesperson pushing a product. You are an economic architect.
Which sounds like corporate speak, but it's actually literal.
It is. Because when you facilitate this specific kind of long-term relocation, you are directly engineering a grassroots economic flow.
Let's follow the money on that for a second, because the difference in economic impact between the two models is staggering.
It really is.
When an ambassador successfully refers a guest who comes in on the 2026 digital nomad visa, that guest's foreign exchange doesn't just sit in an offshore corporate account.
Nope.
If they're staying for 6 months, they are renting a villa from a local Sri Lankan family.
Right.
They are paying a vetted, independent private driver every single week. They're buying their produce from the local market.
So the ambassador is essentially opening a valve that pours foreign capital directly into the hands of the working class.
Exactly. And that decentralized wealth distribution is the patriotic core of the playbook.
But in the playbook recognizes this, patriotism needs to be sustainable for the ambassador too.
Right. You can't pay rent with patriotism.
Exactly. You are doing high-level logistical matchmaking here, and the compensation structure totally reflects that. Ensalanga offers a flat 20% commission rate across all their relocation packages.
20%? That's huge.
It is. To put the math into perspective, if you have referred just 5 guests in a given month to their standard comfort package, your commission is $850.
Which, I mean, that is incredibly attainable. 5 people could literally be a single remote work startup team.
Or just a small group of creative freelancers you know from, like a co-working space.
Yeah, exactly.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, if you scale your approach to target higher-end clients, say, referring 10 guests to the luxury package, that yield jumps to $2,600 in a single month.
Wow.
Yeah. It elevates you from someone casually recommending a vacation spot to a true professional representative. You're providing a verified, structured path for international relocation.
But, okay, here's the friction point.
Yeah.
I can talk about the beauty of Sri Lanka all day, and I can tell a prospect how much money they'll save.
Mm.
But moving across the world is psychologically terrifying.
Oh, absolutely. It's a massive leap.
Before anyone packs a single bag, they hit a massive wall of anxiety. You cannot pitch a dream lifestyle if the prospect is paralyzed by fear.
The playbook actually dedicates a significant section to exactly this. They call it the foreigner's fear.
Okay, let's get into that.
It breaks down into 4 highly specific pain points that an ambassador must understand, and more importantly, dismantle long before the prospect even verbalizes them.
Right, because if they say it out loud, you've almost already lost them.
Exactly. So the first one they highlight is the dreaded foreigner tax.
Oh, man, yeah.
Which isn't an actual government tax, obviously. It's the psychological exhaustion of feeling like a walking ATM.
Right.
It's the fear that a house locally valued at, say, $300 a month will suddenly be quoted at $900 purely because the renter is holding a Western passport.
It creates this immediate adversarial relationship between the guest and the host country.
Exactly. The second fear is the threat of scams.
Oh, the horror stories.
We've all heard them. Someone wires a deposit for a gorgeous luxury villa they saw in these heavily filtered online photos.
Yeah, and then they arrive in the country and find, what, an empty dirt lot?
Or an active construction site?
You land with your suitcases, you're jet-lagged after a 14-hour flight, and you literally have nowhere to sleep. I mean, it is the ultimate nightmare scenario.
It is. The third fear is the bureaucratic maze.
Ah, the paperwork.
Trying to navigate long-term visas, setting up local bank accounts, figuring out utility regulations in a foreign language, all without knowing the unwritten rules of the local system.
It's incredibly daunting. It deters people from even trying.
And finally, the fourth fear is the emotional toll. Expat loneliness.
Which people really underestimate.
They do. It's the very real threat of being stuck in a tropical paradise with fast internet, but having absolutely no friends, no community, and no meaningful social integration.
Right. So if you are the ambassador sitting across from a skeptical remote worker who has all 4 of these massive psychological roadblocks, how do you actually dismantle them?
Well, the playbook introduces Ensalanka's solution, which they call the security blanket.
I love that term.
Yeah, and it operates through a triple transition framework.
Okay, I see this almost like an API layer, like a piece of software that sits between the foreigner and the complex reality of a new country, translating everything so it runs smoothly.
That is a highly accurate way to look at it. Ensalanka acts as the buffer. They handle the 3 most stressful parts of relocation. So the first layer of that blanket is physical.
Meaning the actual housing.
Right. And Sri Lanka's rental app puts actual human eyes on the ground. They physically verify every single property.
Oh, wow.
They guarantee the photos match reality and that the pricing is locked into a fair, standardized tier. This entirely eliminates the foreigner tax and those fake listing scams. Plus, they offer professional furniture rental tiers.
Okay, that furniture aspect is such a smart logistical fix.
Isn't it?
One of the biggest hurdles of slow travel is finding a great local house, but it's completely empty. No one moving for 6 months wants to go buy a refrigerator and a couch. They're just going to abandon.
Exactly.
So Ensalanka turning furniture into a scalable service, that solves a massive friction point.
Right. Now, the second layer of the transition is operational.
The paperwork there.
Yes. The En Sri Lanka Service app acts as the guest's local operating system. They handle the complex logistics of the 2026 digital nomad visa application process, and they personally vet and hire local assistants for the guests.
Wow. Okay.
They basically take that terrifying bureaucratic maze and turn it into a straight, guided line.
And the third layer is the emotional transition, which directly targets that expat loneliness we talked about.
Yes, the social aspect.
The playbook mentions a verified dating and social app utilizing a mutual interest protocol. Let's define what that actually means, because it's not just like a generic swiping app.
No, not at all. The mutual interest protocol is essentially a vetted, intention-based matching system. Whether a guest is looking for a platonic hiking buddy to explore the Ella Mountains, or they're seeking a genuine romantic relationship, the protocol matches them with locals or other expats based on highly specific shared interests and verified profiles.
So it filters out the noise.
Exactly. It bypasses the often sketchy, transient nature of standard expat bar scenes and provides a safe, respectful path to actual community integration.
I have to push back here, though.
Okay, go for it.
Let's look at this critically from the perspective of the prospect. If I'm pitching this to, say, a deeply cynical New Yorker or a Londoner who's about to give up their apartment lease,
they're going
to
be skeptical.
Right. They're going to say, look, this triple transition framework sounds beautiful on a PDF, but how do I know this isn't just another faceless tech startup making massive promises they can't actually fulfill?
That's the main objection.
Because legal registration in some app doesn't help me if my wifey goes dead and my driver doesn't show up in a rural village.
It is the most critical objection an ambassador will face. Trust is the currency of this entire operation.
Totally.
And the playbook anticipates the skepticism. It counters it with En Sri Lanka's dual structure, which is designed to offer the legal safety of the West combined with the localized operational power of the East.
Let's break down the legal side first.
Sure. En Sri Lanka LLC is formally registered in Wyoming in the United States.
Okay, that's big.
For a prospective Western guest, that is a massive psychological relief. It means they are dealing with a corporate entity bound by transparent international business standards.
Right.
Their payments are processed securely through Stripe, meaning their credit card data isn't floating around unsecured servers, and their contracts hold up to Western professional standards.
But as I said, a U.S. LLC doesn't fix a local problem on the ground.
Right.
Here's where it gets really interesting. This is where the playbook reveals what I consider the absolute strongest psychological trust anchor in the entire strategy. It completely disrupts the modern tech bro model of business.
You are referring to the executive welcome.
Yes, the executive welcome.
It's unbelievable.
Founder and CEO of En Sri Lanka was Antha Jayathung, a man with 25 years of experience in building system solutions, personally meets confirmed guests at the airport arrivals gate in Colombo.
Think about that.
He and his secretary are physically standing there when the guest walks through the doors.
The psychological weight of that specific action just cannot be overstated.
It's huge.
We live in an era dominated by digital automation. We are used to AI, customer service bots, faceless gig economy drivers, and remote tech founders who never interact with their end users.
Ever.
Right. So for the CEO of the company to physically stand at an airport terminal at midnight to welcome a client, it is radical hospitality.
Radical hospitality. I love that.
It is the ultimate guarantee of human accountability.
It fundamentally changes the entire dynamic of arriving in a new country.
Yeah.
You aren't stepping out of the chaotic arrivals hall trying to figure out which random taxi driver is yours while fending off touts.
No, not at all.
You are being greeted as an executive guest by the architect of the system. It completely neutralizes the safety fear and the isolation fear in one single moment.
Exactly. So assuming the ambassador has internalized this security blanket and understands how to build trust, the playbook shifts to strategy. Who exactly are we looking for?
Right. Audience targeting.
Because the mandate is very clear.
Yeah.
We are pivoting away from the backpacker looking for a cheap weekend. We are searching for resident guests who are primed for a life-enhancing change.
And knowing who to pitch is everything. The playbook outlines four highly specific demographic personas. Let's analyze the first one. The remote professional.
The classic nomad.
Right. These are digital nomads, software engineers, freelance consultants. We know their pain points well. They're exhausted by the crushing cost of running Western cities, the endless gray winters, and just a total lack of work-life balance.
For that persona, the ambassador pitches the premium package. At $2,000 a month, Ensalanka sets them up in a sanctuary-style villa with a private driver and, crucially, 5G backup fiber internet to ensure they never, ever drop a Zoom call.
Because if the wifey drops, the dream is over.
Exactly. And as we discussed with the commission structure, the ambassador earns $220 for that single referral.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, the second persona is where the macroeconomic reality really hits home. The resident guest, retiree.
This one is so important.
We are talking about a massive generation of seniors in Europe, the UK, and North America who were just watching inflation devour their fixed pensions.
It's a quiet crisis of dignity, really.
It is. They simply cannot afford the quality of life they worked 40 years to achieve.
And this is where Sri Lanka offers an unprecedented solution. For this demographic, you present the luxury package at $3,000 a month.
The playbook titles this the Arthur C. Clarke Legacy Lifestyle.
Yes. Named after the famous science fiction author who spent his later years living luxuriously in Sri Lanka.
Which is such a great branding move.
It provides a sprawling estate, a dedicated private driver, and a full-time housekeeper. They get to age with absolute dignity, warmth, and comfort.
And what does that estate actually look like? The playbook mentions Jeffrey Bawa-style architecture.
Yes.
For listeners who aren't familiar, Bawa is essentially the father of tropical modernism.
It's stunning.
His designs seamlessly blend the indoors with the outdoors. Think open courtyards, natural ventilation, indoor water features, and deep verandas shaded by jungle canopy.
It is a profoundly calming aesthetic.
It really is. And that level of architectural beauty combined with full-time staff earns the ambassador a $260 commission.
The third persona is the slow traveler. These are creatives, university students on sabbatical, or young entrepreneurs who want 3 to 6 months of deep cultural immersion.
They need an asset-light move.
Exactly. They aren't shipping containers of furniture. Mm. For them, you pitch the startup package at $500 a month or the comfort package at $1,000 a month.
And the ambassador earns between $110 to $170 for making that connection.
Right. And finally, the fourth persona is the compassion seeker.
This one ties back to the dating app, right?
Yes. These are individuals specifically looking for serious, scam-free human connections in a respectful environment, leveraging that mutual interest protocol we defined earlier.
Right.
It serves as an emotional anchor that can really be attached to any of the other lifestyle packages.
But identifying these personas is only half the battle. A major challenge for the ambassador is how to actually initiate the conversation without sounding like you are just peddling a cheap alternative to their current life.
Right, because the phrasing matters immensely.
Right.
The playbook introduces a strategic concept called the purchasing power upgrade analogy.
I love this part.
The golden rule here is that you never, ever just say Sri Lanka is cheap. That framing devalues the Ensalanka brand and it devalues the country. Instead, you use the price comparison hook. You reframe the move as an arbitrage of lifestyle.
So how does an ambassador execute that hook in a natural conversation?
Let's do a role play. Imagine you are sitting in a coffee shop in London with a burnt out tech worker.
Okay, I'm the burnt out worker.
Instead of saying, you should move to Sri Lanka, it's so much cheaper, you say, look, I know you are spending $2,500 a month on that tiny freezing studio apartment in zone 3. But did you know that for that exact same $2,500, you could move to Sri Lanka, rent a 4-bedroom Bawa style villa in Galle with a private pool, hire a personal chef, have a full-time driver,
wow,
and you would still have $500 left over every single month to put into your savings account.
It shifts the entire paradigm.
It completely shifts it.
You aren't asking them to spend new money. And you aren't asking them to accept a lower quality of life to save a few bucks. You are showing them how to fundamentally upgrade what their current budget can command.
Mm-hmm.
It's an undeniable proposition.
It is.
But having a brilliant psychologically tuned pitch is useless if you don't have the mechanics to actually track the referral and secure the commission.
Right, the back end tech.
If we're talking about an ambassador earning $2,600 a month, how do they actually capture that data without looking like a scanny internet marketer pasting links everywhere?
Well, Ensalanka supports its ambassadors with a highly sophisticated digital arsenal. First, you are equipped with 8 specialized, beautifully designed landing pages.
And not just a generic homepage.
No, you direct them to exactly what they care about, whether that's the specifics of the digital nomad visa, the security of the mutual interest protocol, or the details of the Arthur C. Clarke luxury package.
And to back that up, the ambassador gets access to the multilingual PDF library. This is a brilliant detail because trust is almost always built in someone's native language.
Always.
They have high-quality marketing dossier translated into German, French, Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, and more.
Right. If you are at a networking event in Berlin and you meet a German remote worker, you don't stumble through a translated explanation.
You hand them a polished German dossier that explains the visa process and the CEO's airport welcome.
The playbook also leans heavily into visual psychology to create what they call tropical FOMO, the fear of missing out. They provide ambassadors with cinematic, short-form video assets.
Oh, those sweeping drone shots of oceanside workspaces.
Exactly. High-speed internet setups in the mountains of Ella and those gorgeous Bawa-style courtyards.
You seed those videos on social media to generate curiosity. But the real genius of the system happens when you take the digital tracking and bring it into the physical world.
Exactly. The playbook introduces the unified global ambassador business card.
This is so smart.
This isn't just a traditional piece of cardstock. It features the official Ensilanca corporate logo, your specific title as a global ambassador, and crucially, dynamic, customizable QR codes.
This bridges the gap perfectly.
Yeah.
You can generate a physical card where the QR code links directly to one of those 8 specific landing pages.
Yep.
And hidden inside that QR code is your unique 20% affiliate tracking link.
It's seamless.
You hand the card over coffee, they scan it, and the tracking is seamlessly embedded without you ever having to text them a clunky affiliate URL.
And that tracking leads to a fully transparent backend. The Ambassador Dashboard provides a live status pipeline, completely eliminating any anxiety about where your money is.
How does the pipeline work?
It operates in 3 clear stages. Stage 1 is signed up. The prospect scans your QR card and creates a free Ensilanca profile. You immediately see their status update on your dashboard.
Okay, then we move to the financial triggers. Stage 2 is confirmed.
Yes. When the prospect commits and pays a $100 confirmation fee to Ensilanca, your commission is instantly calculated. 20% of that fee, $20, moves immediately into your earned commission column.
Nice. But the real goal is getting them on the plane. Stage 3 is paid and completed.
Right. This is when the guest physically arrives in Sri Lanka, experiences that executive welcome with the CEO at the airport, and settles their one-time service fee.
And that's the big payout.
Yes. Depending on whether they selected the startup package or the luxury package, this triggers the major commission jump, adding anywhere from $90 to $240 straight into your pipeline.
And retrieving those funds is just as seamless. You simply hit the request payout button, and after a standard verification to ensure the guest's payment cleared, the funds are withdrawn globally via Stripe.
Or sent through a direct bank transfer directly to your local account.
Which brings us to a critical philosophical point in the playbook.
The ethos section.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you combine a live dashboard tracking real money, customizable QR codes, and the knowledge that securing just 10 luxury guests yields $2,600, well, it is incredibly easy for an ambassador to lose their way.
Oh, the temptation to become a pushy, aggressive salesperson is huge.
You start looking at every conversation as a potential commission rather than a human interaction.
And the playbook explicitly warns against this. Part 7 is dedicated entirely to ethos. The fundamental non-negotiable rule for a global ambassador is sincerity over sales.
Sincerity over sales.
Yes. The psychology of selling a massive life change dictates that hard selling simply does not work. The most successful marketers in the world do not sell products, they solve problems.
You have to adopt the mindset of a helper. Your goal isn't to squeeze a $100 confirmation fee out of someone at a party.
No.
Your goal is consultative. You listen. You listen for the complaints about inflation, the signs of career burnout, the dread of another gray winter, the isolation of working from a tiny apartment.
Right.
And only then, you offer an Ensilanca package, not as a sales pitch, but as a genuine, viable lifeline.
The playbook mandates strict compliance and demands that you represent the motherland with absolute dignity. They have a zero tolerance policy for what they call hallucinations.
Meaning, you cannot invent benefits just to close a deal.
Exactly.
If a prospect asks if the 2026 digital nomad visa allows them to take a job with a local Sri Lankan company, you must be completely honest and tell them no. The visa strictly requires foreign-sourced income.
You cannot bend the truth. You must respect strict privacy protocols, and there is an absolute ban on spamming your affiliate link into random online comment sections.
Because operating that way destroys the trust premium.
It does.
When a prospect senses you are just chasing a commission, their psychological defenses go up and they pull away.
But when you operate with the dignified, sincere ethos of an advisor, they trust your guidance. Paradoxically, letting go of the need to sell is exactly what secures the commission.
Right. The Ensalanca voice must always remain safe, personal, professional, and transparent.
So
let's look at the full picture of what we've uncovered today. We started by looking at the macroeconomic shift from the exhausting 10-day tourist trail to the sustainable, localized wealth generated by long-term resident guests.
Yeah.
We've seen how Ensalanca's triple transition framework acts as a security blanket, systematically dismantling the foreigner's fear by verifying properties, untangling bureaucracy, and fostering genuine community through the mutual interest protocol.
We analyzed the profound psychological impact of the executive welcome, where the CEO personally grounds the experience in human accountability.
We explored how to utilize the price comparison hook to offer remote workers and retirees an exponential upgrade in their purchasing power, and how to track those interactions elegantly using the QR digital arsenal.
All of it anchored by the unshakable ethos of sincerity over sales. You are armed with the strategy, you have access to the tools, and you understand the patriotic mission of fueling a grassroots economy.
But as we close this deep dive into the Ensalanca playbook, we want to leave you with one final thought to mull over.
The rollout of the 2026 Digital Nomad Visa has finally unlocked a door that was bolted shut for decades. Consider the immense power you now hold.
Yeah.
When you generate that custom Ensalanca QR card and slide it across a table to someone, you aren't just giving them an affiliate link to a rental property. You are quite literally handing them the keys to a second chance at a better, more dignified life.
And at the exact same moment, you are writing a new, prosperous chapter for the Sri Lankan economy.
You are the economic architect.
So the only question left to ask yourself as you look around your own life is this. Who in your network right now is quietly desperate for the lifestyle you hold the keys to?